Unken says he's deploying a swift water rescue team to support the flood response in Texas. President Trump says he's been in contact with Texas Governor Greg Abbott's team.
This was the thing that happened in seconds. Nobody expected it. Nobody saw it. Very talented people are there and they didn't see it.
CBS's Karen Hua is in the middle of the tragedy and says no one is answering questions on if and when emergency alerts were sent out to people's phones.
For first responders in Kerr County, Texas, it's been a harrowing weekend of searching and rescuing in the wake of early morning 4th of July floods.
We will continue to search our search efforts until everybody is found.
Officials say the death toll throughout the state has climbed and 41 remain missing. Multiple campers from Camp Mystic, the girls' summer camp in Kerr County, are among the missing. Officials evaded questions from reporters as to why the campers weren't evacuated sooner.
Traffic may be easing in the east at this hour, but it was busy for many heading back from July 4th celebrations. Our Elise Preston has that.
Most Americans braved bumper-to-bumper traffic. An estimated 61 million people took a road trip fueled by the lowest gas prices since 2021.
Striking municipal workers in Philadelphia are about to start their second week on the picket lines. There's no word on when the city and the union will resume talks. CBS Philadelphia's Ross DiMatte.
Sanitation workers have been on strike while their union, District Council 33, pushes for pay increases for their roughly 9,000 members. Mayor Sherelle Parker maintains that the city is offering the best deal in Philadelphia's history. It would be a 13% total raise over the course of 4 years. The last we heard from DC 33, though, the union is seeking a 20% total raise for their members over 4 years.
The freeze on sweeping U.S. trade tariffs expires Wednesday.
Kevin Hassett, who heads the National Economic Council, says the end of President Trump's pause on trade tariffs means we should expect announcements on some new trade deals.
When we have great trade deals, our smaller trading partners could become much bigger trading partners.
Hassett also says in addition to expected deals, the Trump administration will push for some more changes.
There are going to be letters that are sent to countries saying, here's how we think it ought to go, because the deals aren't advanced enough.
Hassett was interviewed on CBS's Face the Nation. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
A farmer in southern Turkey was seriously injured after he was attacked by a lion that had escaped from a zoo. The 53-year-old farmer was sleeping outdoors after watering pistachio trees. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Hey, that's the spirit. Right now, we're celebrating free with a free STP oil filter when you buy 5 quarts of oil and free Duralast brake pads when you buy 2 rotors. Like always, free battery testing, charging, and recycling at every store. Celebrate free at AutoZone, now through July 28th.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
CBS's Scott McFarlane on historical audio on the verge of being lost.
The Smithsonian's Audiovisual Media Preservation Initiative has labs filled with working tape decks and a vault the size of a small airplane hangar filled with old tapes, some historic and some simply obscure. Performances at the National Folklife Festival in 1967. A mixtape brought to space by Sally Ride.
Survival itself was enough of a problem.
An historic lecture from pioneering author Octavia Butler.
My father was a professional musician, but he was...
Even an interview given by Grateful Dead leader Jerry Garcia when the band toured Washington in 1989.
So we have a significant audiovisual collection.
Director Allison Ruppert-Gerber has ratcheted up the effort, bolstering staff, equipment, and space as her team races to digitize and preserve much of it. Worried those fragile cassettes could eventually be unplayable.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, a few sprinkles, otherwise mostly cloudy and a low around 63. Mostly sunny, mid-70s on your Monday. Tuesday, a few showers and storms with a high around 83. Showers and storms again possible for Wednesday with a high near 82. That's your forecast. Currently, 66 degrees.
WRGN. Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
Touching Radio Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
We'll be right back.
And timeless hits, WRJN.
Be part of history and buy a brick in the new Champions Plaza at Horlick Athletic Field. The Racine Raiders have teamed up with the City of Racine Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services Department to add special plazas inside the main gates at Horlick Field. Get your brick to honor your school, team, or a friend or loved one today. Visit RacineRaiders.com for information.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Keep it away.
mean. I know you've heard that the woman
will
soon take advantage of you. Let me tell you, my friend, that just ain't your substitute. So you oughta
treat her like
the lady.
The
best you can do, you gotta treat her. I mean, oh, you got to love her,
tease her,
but most of all, you got to be the, you got to
hold her,
and warn her, and make her feel you'll always need her. You know a woman is sentimental, and so easy to upset her, so make her feel that she's real, yeah, and she'll give you happiness. It's the easy, simple way. If you fail to do this, don't blame her if she looks my way. Cause I'm gonna
treat her like
a lady. So
actually,
I'm gonna treat her like a lady. She's giving me, Lord, look and see. You know what I mean.
Decades, WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now, we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights, it's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com.
WRJN.
She would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. She needs to be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained or nothing's lost. Such a cause. There's no time to lose, I heard her say. Catch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time, lose your dreams and you may lose your mind. Life unkind.
so slowly, and time can do so much. Side
WRJN.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
Tired feet were fireproof. baby's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk.
The happy sound of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell.
To make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. See the light of your smile calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say.
standing on a mountain looking down on a city. The way I feel is a doggone pity. Teardrops falling down a mountainside. Many times I've been here, many times I've cried. We used to be so happy when we were in love, high on a mountain of love. Night after night I've been standing here alone, weeping my heart out till cold gray dawn. Praying that you're lonely and you come here too, hoping just by chance that I get a glimpse of you. Trying hard to find you somewhere, love, high on a mountain of love. A mountain of love, a mountain of love. You should be ashamed. We used to be a mountain of love, but you just changed your name. Way down below there's a half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big tall steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing and they should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely, our dreams gone above, high on a mountain above. A half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big tall steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing that should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely, our dreams gone above, high on a mountain above, high on a mountain above, high on a mountain above.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz. At least 80 people are now confirmed dead in flooding in Texas. More from KRLD radio reporter Chris Fox.
Texas has expanded its emergency response efforts beyond just Kirk County, as heavy rains and high waters have proven deadly throughout central Texas. Governor Greg Abbott says it could be a rough 24 to 48 hours.
There's more heavy rainfall that's expected that will lead to potential flash flooding.
Ongoing rains and reports of a wall of water upstream in Ingram forced first responders near Kerrville to seek higher ground. Sheriff Larry Letha.
That rise could put 1 to 2 feet into the Guadalupe River.